Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has just finished a fairly busy June legislative session, got the budget done, and a number of other things that went with it, including a grant program that will help to fund safety improvements in our schools, something that's of serious concern nationwide. What's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. As part of the 2018-19 state budget package, a $60 million block grant program will allow schools to apply for grants to be used for a variety of safety and security enhancements. The program is designed so that schools have maximum flexibility to use their funding to meet their own specific needs. Those needs could include hiring school police officers, school resource officers, counselors, alternative education, and diversion programs, violence prevention initiatives, school safety and emergency preparedness plans, or physical upgrades to the school buildings, such as equipment to improve school safety.
And there's also some other good news for helping to improve school safety. I understand we recently had a significant report delivered, and there's some things that are in this law that will help to improve those circumstances.
Absolutely. In addition to this report, I've talked to many of my local constituents who are very concerned with school safety. In order to give educators and administrators in Pennsylvania more guidance in creating safer schools, Act 44 of 2018 also calls for the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency to offer a uniform approach to evaluating current security measures in every school building in the state. It will also require schools to provide employees with mandatory training on school safety and security, and mandate school security drills to be held in each school annually. A final component of the new law will allow public school entities such as school boards to go into private executive sessions for school safety discussions. This will allow school officials to freely debate and develop security plans that address the needs of their schools without disclosing their plans to would-be attackers.
Also, there's some good news for the state in terms of income from Marcellus gas drilling in the state. What's going on here?
Well, statewide, more than $209.6 million from Marcellus Shell impact fees was collected in the 2017 reporting year, according to the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. This is $36 million more than last year, with the boost being attributed to an increase in the number of wells in Pennsylvania, along with an increase in the average annual price of natural gas compared to the previous year. In total, county and municipal governments directly affected by drilling will receive a total of $114.8 million, with $76.5 million being transferred to the Marcellus Legacy Fund, which provides financial support for the environmental, highway, water, and sewage projects, as well as rehabilitation of greenways and other projects throughout the state. Nearly $1,027,000 will go to Fayette County, and $136,477 will go to Somerset County in revenue from the Marcellus Shell impact fees. That'll benefit our area substantially, according to our latest reports. The PUC, which collects the fees, has established an interactive website, which can be found at www.act13-reporting.puc.pa.gov. through which visitors can search and download statistics such as distributions to individual municipalities or counties, allocations and usage of those funds based on reports submitted by various municipalities, eligible wells per county and municipality, and payments by producers. Since the impact fee was implemented, nearly $1.4 billion in revenue has been generated, with every county receiving funding. This revenue from Pennsylvania's drilling activity is more than the drilling tax collected by the states of West Virginia, Ohio, Arkansas, and Colorado combined, despite these four states producing more natural gas than Pennsylvania.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling.